Since stay-at-home orders were issued by Governor Jim Justice in March, domestic violence is up in the state and around the country. But advocates have seen fewer referrals for child abuse cases, and they think that will change once social distancing ends. Liz McCormick reports.
Across West Virginia, there are several groups that help people in domestic violence situations find support, whether that's for supplies or shelter. But the coronavirus pandemic has upended some of the traditional ways of doing that work.
We have realized very quickly that staying at home is not always safe for everyone.
That's Katie Spriggs. She's the executive director of the Eastern Panhandle Empowerment Center in Martinsburg. The center is one of 14 licensed domestic violence programs in West Virginia that serve all 55 counties. These programs offer shelter, advocacy, support, and exit strategies for individuals and families in abusive situations. Spriggs says since the stay-at-home order was issued by Governor Justice on March 24th, calls for shelter through the Empowerment Center have gone up significantly, and at least half of those calls are a single parent with a child.
During a normal time, we get anywhere from 1 to 3 calls each day for shelter. I mean, our hotline probably rings 100 times in a normal day, but actually requesting shelter, like ready to go, exit plan, about 1 to 3. And now we're seeing about 6 to 8 in a day.
Spriggs says all of West Virginia's shelters are still open, but they've been inundated with calls. Spriggs says all the licensed domestic violence programs have taken extra precautions to keep people safe, not only from abuse at home, but from COVID-19.
We started by, moving the beds, and then we started incorporating extra cleaning into the schedule, obviously, extra sanitizing. And then we issued like our little own mini stay-at-home order within the shelter, so none of the clients were coming and going anymore unless they had a medical need, obviously, or they were going to work.
In the Eastern Panhandle, the Empowerment Center's shelter normally offers 16 beds, but due to social distancing, it's now 10. So they have partnered with 12 hotels throughout Berkeley, Jefferson, and Morgan counties to help provide shelter. Spriggs says during normal times, they would typically only have about one hotel partner per county. So far, Spriggs says she's not aware of any positive COVID-19 cases among those who they've placed in shelter. But what about the kids in all this, specifically? Kate Flack, CEO of the West Virginia Child Advocacy Network, or West Virginia CAN, said her team is actually seeing a decrease in the number of child abuse reports coming in, but not because there is less child abuse happening right now, but because there are fewer eyes on kids.
As soon as we have children back in closer connection, more frequent connection with their community-based allies and trusted adults, we do expect that there's going to be a spike in reports.
West Virginia CAN has a network of 21 advocacy centers serving 43 counties in the state. Centers support and coordinate the work of police, caseworkers, doctors, victim advocates, prosecutors, and other professionals. And they're still open during the pandemic. Last year, more than 4,500 West Virginia kids went to one of these centers due to allegations of physical or sexual abuse, exploitation, or other types of endangerment.
Most children in West Virginia are very safe in their own homes. However, those who are at risk of being abused, there's a good chance that their abusers are at home with them.
Flack says the child advocacy centers have started offering telemental health while still providing in-person forensic interviews for kids who may have been abused. But for Flack, it's still a struggle to find some things.
We've been trying to find materials for our centers, and they've been scrambling to find materials and to, even cleaning supplies. All of them were making sure that the kids are 6 feet apart from the interviewer, and most of them were making available masks.
Flack says 1 in 5 reports of child abuse nationwide come from school service personnel. But this week, Governor Justice announced schools in West Virginia will remain closed for the rest of the academic year, which begs the question, who will watch out for vulnerable kids stuck at home? Berkeley County Superintendent of Schools Patrick Murphy says it's about keeping that teacher-student support going through constant communication, whether through a phone call or a Zoom classroom or just checking in on a child who visits a food drop-off. And if all else fails, he says his staff are prepared to stop by a home and check in on a child they may not have heard from.
Families that may not have technology or the ability to connect with some of the things that we are providing. So there may be nothing wrong. We can't jump to that conclusion.
Murphy says doing home visits while still keeping physically distant allows school staff members to see the students and connect that way to make sure everything is okay and to remind kids they aren't alone. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Liz McCormick in Shepherdstown.